Several months ago, we introduced you to a group, an organization known as Legatus, and today we have another gentleman who is a part of this fine organization that's going to share more details about it here on The Morning Blend. Steve Fine joining us here today, and Steve, welcome to The Morning Blend.
Great to be with you, Brian. I appreciate the invitation.
What is your background, especially related with your Catholic faith?
I'm a cradle Catholic. You know, I was blessed to have grown up in a strong Catholic family where faith was ingrained and instilled in me at the foundational level from the very beginning. And despite that, like many young adults, I'm fortunately still drifted away from the faith at a period of time, the college years, post-college years. My first career turned out to be as a distance runner, interestingly enough, and grew up in Kansas, ran at University of Wisconsin-Madison. I ended up running for University of Oregon, and that was followed by a brief and relatively unsuccessful professional stint with Nike. And, you know, long story short, I really got caught up in chasing victories, peak performances, alienating many relationships along the way in that selfish journey. And while I treasured many of the experiences along the way, my identity at that time just became wrapped up in winning as a measurement of success. And I think at the worst moment, I lost that pursuit of God's will for my gifts, and I found myself at a pretty clear spiritual low. You know, with God's grace, though, I was somehow able to listen to His voice and calling, made some different choices. I shifted to a second career of service to others as a CPA advisor, seeking value and success for others, our clients, our employees, their families, the community. So that was probably the first turning point of getting back into the faith. But I'd say really where I got more deeply involved in my faith again was God brought into focus my eventual wife, Monica. And she had a similar background to me, similar background in sports. We overlapped at U of O briefly. But really met through work as CPAs, and that eventually led to marriage and that sacrament, and really became the place where our faith began to deepen. We've been married 16 years, continued to draw closer to Jesus, deeper and into the mysteries of our faith together as we raise our four children. We've got four children from 6 to 14 years of age, and I think stepping back, I always thought growing up that we were to live our faith in a more private way. That's how I kind of grew up in my faith. And I've slowly learned that the faith isn't a separate part of life. It's meant to be shared, and it's meant to run as a thread through everything that we do. And instead of seeing work as a place apart from faith, I think I'm learning more and more every day that it's one of the places where we can live our faith most genuinely.
So as you think back to that time of not having faith as part of your daily life, what was the switch that got flipped where, was there an event or somebody or something that happened in your life that brought you back into your Catholic faith?
I think more than anything, I could tell I was making pretty much every decision I was making was solely focused on me and not for others. Certainly not focused on God or what God's will was for me at the time. I could certainly tell that, they're broken relationships. I wasn't maintaining any relationships in my life at that point in time. It was all about my success. It was all about being the best in that particular profession and in sport. And as we all know, there's always somebody out there that's better, and I think that it took on a life, it began to take on a life of its own. And fortunately, I can't really speak to any one moment where I think I heard that or, but I just think over time, I certainly felt like I was certainly at a spiritual low, and I think just more, certainly at a personal low too. Happened to have the business profession, and I was working part-time in the CPA industry at the time when I was at the tail end of my career, and just happened to be surrounded by a lot of great people, a lot of good mentors and coaches, and kind of found my way into the professional world, business world.
If you're just joining us here on the Morning Blend, we are talking with Steve Fine about Legatus. And for those who may not be familiar with Legatus, share a little background about the organization and maybe who it's designed for, who might be out there listening this morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a blessing for Monica and I. We've been involved in about for about 3.5 years. It's a fast growing organization of Catholic business leaders striving to be ambassadors for Christ in the marketplace. It's founded by Tom Monahan, who's the former CEO of Domino's Pizza, and actually in collaboration with and encouragement from Pope St. John Paul II at the time. Its mission's very simple but powerful. It's to help leaders study, live, and spread the faith in their homes, their businesses, and their communities. Obviously designed for Catholic executives, people who carry significant responsibilities in their businesses and who are really want to integrate their faith into how they conduct both their personal and their professional lives. I think for me, what's been most unique is it brings a sense of community. That group, I think oftentimes leaders can feel extremely isolated in the business world, and especially when it comes to sharing their spiritual lives. Today's work culture, many organizations, they put a lot of effort in encouraging connection and belonging, and but it often excludes or discourages faith as a part of those belonging initiatives. And Legatus just it provides a place where peers can pray together, they can learn together, encourage one another to bring Christ into every aspect of life, and including their business lives.
So as a previous professional athlete and then a business professional, just the importance of having that faith element, because I as men, we are very competitive, I think, by nature, but yeah. To bring that faith element into it, how it really has changed your life from your athletic experience to now your professional experience.
Yeah, and I think that really hits on it. I mean, I think when I got into professional distance running, it really became a lonely, you know, I wasn't surrounding myself with others. I certainly wasn't serving others in that initiative. And that really did change in the business world. It became a focus on service to others and surrounded by a lot of other really people. And it is, I mean, you can't go it alone. God first and foremost, but we need others. We need fellowship. We need fraternity. We need others around us to be that accountability for us in our faith journey.
We are talking with Steve Fine. He is part of the Portland chapter of Legatus, and there's so much more that I want to know, Steve, but I'm up against my break. Can you stay with me and we'll pick up the conversation in the next half hour?
You bet, Brian. Thanks.
We are back on the Morning Blend with Steve Fine. He is a member of the local Portland chapter of Legatus. And today on this November 13th, the feast day of the patron saint of entrepreneurs, Saint Homabonus or Homabonus or however you want to say it, maybe do some of your own homework today. But a saint I don't think many of us have heard and didn't realize there was a patron saint for entrepreneurs, but we just wanted to bring Legatus to the forefront today. So if there are some Catholic professionals out there listening, this may be a group that you are wanting to check out. So as a busy professional, Steve, why do you take time out for Legatus? You're married, you've got a career, you've got 4 kids, but yet you still take time for this. So tell us what the draw is for you personally to Legatus here in Portland.
Yeah, I think most importantly for me, it's because I need it. You know, the world pulls us towards productivity, performance measures, success measures, how we define them in our own terms. And Legatus, it reminds us who we are and whose we are. It's easy to fall into that trap of separating faith from work. Legatus helps bridge that gap for us. It provides that spiritual formation. I mentioned accountability, you know, partners. It's that community of leaders striving toward holiness rather than just personal glory or success. And, you know, we're all called to be saints, and that's not a holier than thou perspective. That's a one of humility and service to others, and something that I think we come to realize that we can't accomplish that without God's grace. And Legatus just provides that sort of recentering each month. It's fascinating to me how certain days from a faith standpoint, things can be so clear, when prayer and reflection is resonating, and then so quickly that clarity can be lost in the business whirlwind when it sets in. Legatus just brings that recentering moment each month. I think the other thing that can be very frustrating is, as a business professional, the society often pushes back on the business and the corporate world and in so many ways. And we can easily lose sight of the important role that business plays in our society and our faith. God gave us work. It wasn't just about results and profitability. Those are the results. Those are the outcomes of many other inputs if done right. And I think we Legatus helps us just remember the business it creates value for society, that economic success for shareholders, employees, clients, customers. It's all an indication of a thriving community. It's an opportunity for business provides that opportunity for people to grow and develop and express their God-given gifts and utilize them for good, provide service to others, again, clients, customers. When you think about, all the employees in our own businesses that and their families that we can impact. And then you think about our clients and our customers and their employees and families and the influence we can make in our individual work is you start to realize we can be a full force multiplier in our communities in many ways. And then finally, it reminds us that the business is what gives back to our communities. It's the economic engine that helps those most in need in our community. It supports a lot around environmental stewardship. It creates diversity, equity, and inclusion, and all that collaboration for common good in our communities. And so it's a compass, that's pointed back towards Christ and just gives you that constant reminder that in a busy life, busy schedules gets us over that constant distraction of the whirlwind.
Yeah. And I think today, we're always looking for someone that we can trust. And I would much rather do business with a Catholic professional. We have our leadership circle members here on Mater Dei Radio. And of course, we always encourage our listeners to do business with those who support us here on Catholic Radio, because then you know that these people are coming from a Christ-centered place. The moral compass is definitely pointing in the right direction. Well, again, we're talking with Steve Fine here on the Morning Blend about Legatus. Maybe share with our listeners here this morning how Legatus as an organization helps leaders integrate faith and business. Because it sounds like it's very important to you. Why should it be important for, other leaders to maybe jump on board this Legatus?
Yeah, it's certainly core to the mission of Legatus. I'm still learning, to be completely honest, Brian. I'm still on that journey. But I think first and foremost, it helps us, really see that faith and business aren't shouldn't be at odds. Business can and it should be a holy calling. It's a calling that many of us are called to. And one really interesting speaker that really hit home, Barry Rowan, a successful businessman, but also an author of The Spiritual Art of Business. One of the concepts he starts with is we don't get meaning from our work; we bring meaning to our work. And so it's really how we show up to work, our actions, and that's what allows us God's work in our businesses. All too often, business formation, it trains us to compete for recognition, for wealth, for status. And Legatus teaches us to lead differently, to see leadership as service to others. A few themes from that book that really resonated for me is, good reminders is just we work for Jesus, not ourselves. And if we really keep that in mind in everything we do, everything changes. How we treat our employees, how we treat our clients, even how we treat our competitors. We're reminded that our employees, our people aren't tools for business. Business is the tool for our people, and I think that's a good thing for us to keep in mind is are we appropriately creating environments where people can use those God-given gifts, and can they turn that into flourishing professionally, personally, and spiritually. And then I think as Catholics, our individual success isn't the ultimate goal. Faithfulness is creating success for others. Financial results certainly matter. That's how we show we're creating value for others, but money isn't the focal point of our mission. It's the fruit that's created through that service to others in an effective way. And then finally, Lots on servant leadership and humility being real leadership. And, so do we take responsibility when the greater team falls short of our goals or our objectives? Do we give credit to others, when things do go well and we are successful and meet our goals? Do we truly step back and listen? Most of us are involved in coaching and mentoring and helping others grow. And are we listening and gathering that information, really allowing them to help grow themselves? That's how Christ leaves. And I think it's through that formation in Legatus and that community in Legatus that just reinforces all those objectives through those relationships, experiencing the sacraments and communion and then great thought leadership that's calling us to a higher purpose.
So walk us through what a local chapter meeting might look at. Do you guys meet monthly? Is it the same place or a different place each month? Sort of walk us through what a night looks like.
So we meet on a monthly basis for an evening, same of the week each month generally. We meet at Portland Golf Club. Actually, is where our consistent sort of meetings have been. We do switch it up every now and then, just depending on the event. But it's an opportunity to come for confession first and foremost. Pray the rosary. That's how we kind of start the evening. We celebrate the mass together, celebrate communion. There's a time after mass for fellowship and some social gathering with other Catholic leaders. We share a meal together. And then almost every monthly event, there are a couple exceptions where we just have pure social events, but almost every monthly event has a great speaker that comes in, either a religious leader or a faith-filled business leader. But those evenings really become a spiritual retreat of sorts on a monthly basis for us, and something you look forward to. Many of us are married, and it becomes a special date night out too, in that sense, to get out and about with each other and share an evening with others. And it's just a great thought leadership. I mean, just great speakers that come in. And join us and speak on a number of different things. We've had George Weigel, Stephen Mosier, Kristen Hawkins. If you get an opportunity to go to the leadership summits, the Legatus leadership summits, it's just unbelievable. Father Mike Schmitz, Father Spitzer, Father Monsignor Shea. I mean, just some amazing voices out there as an example for us in our journeys.
If you want to learn more, go to legatus.org. Steve, any final thoughts before we let you go this morning?
Yeah, I think I've just been blessed of kind of and grateful, that God kind of redirected kind of that initial chapter in my life where it was about personal glory and accolades, and really kind of shifted that ambition to serving others, through in the business world. And a couple things that really stuck to me from, I mentioned Barry Rowan and a speaker that we had recently in his book, The Spiritual Art of Business. A couple other really key takeaways, I think important reminders for us in the workplace is he had a couple concepts. One was that the more we see our work as love, the more we will love our work. And I think that was a pretty powerful, I've been with the firm I'm with, Baker Tilly, previously Moss Adams, for 25 years. And it reminds me that we make our grass greener, by how we show up to work and how we engage in our work. And rather than, that fear of missing out or chasing greener pastures, and you still got to be surrounded by great people and great talent and support structures, but you can really make that grass greener right in front of you by how you come to work. And then finally, if we are really able to bring Christ into our business lives, that's when we become the hands and the feet of God in a broken world, searching. They're searching for love. And I think as Catholics, we know in the business world, we see it all the time. Our employees are searching, everybody's searching for something. And we know where that true love comes from, as Catholics, and that we desperately need Him in our lives. And if we can just be that example of happiness and fulfillment in the workplace and how we show up to work, that can be a real gift to others.
Thank you so much for your time today. Fine joining us on the Morning Blend, telling us all about the Portland chapter of Legatus. And again, if you would like to learn more, go to the website legatus.org. Well, happy feast day of Saint Homo Bonus, patron saint of entrepreneurs. And we hope to talk to you again down the road. Thanks, Steve.
Great being with you, Brian. Thank you so much.